Are you ready to receive from God's word today? But before we just go ahead to what I have to share today, I think I'll be brief. But before I go ahead to what I have to share today, I just want to talk briefly about the previous messages. The teachings our pastor has taught us for the past couple of weeks has been so powerful. So powerful. And it just concluded series of the armor of God. The armor of God. I mean, when you look back, when you really listen to these messages and you think about them, you would actually see how they can impact your life. How they can change your life. It is not one thing I love about our pastor so much is you do not now spiritualize the message and say, though we don't understand how we can use it, but it's church and God, the Holy Spirit will use it. No, you see how you can apply this teaching to your life. You see the changes that you have to make in your life. You see the steps that you have to take. Amen. And as you take those steps, you begin to see the result of God in your life. You say, Pastor, I desire God's help. I desire God's power. I desire to see this in my business. I desire this breakthrough here. I desire this healing here. My family is somehow, if God can only help us. And I'm telling you today that every of these teachings that are coming, if you would only take it and do what it says for you to do, that miracle you are seeking for will come to you. So, I just want to admonish us. Please do not take church. Do not do church like Sunday in, Sunday out. You've come to church on Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At least you tried. There are many people who are in the house right now just sleeping. Some people playing football. Some people just watching the movies. Some people doing all manner of stuff. But you are here. So that's the pass mark. Can you just put your hands together for yourself? But you must not go home and say, church has closed today till next week Sunday. Because the teachings are for your life. They are for your life. So you must go on Monday. I said, the things that Pastor teaches, they are things that you take to work on the Monday, you take to class on the Monday, you take out there. Not 2 hours in church and then, glory to God, hallelujah, bless you, amen, amen, bye, see you. And then you go home and then, like Pastor taught us, you forget. Remember that teaching? It says you go away, you go, you've looked at it into the perfect law of liberty, and then straight away you'll just leave this door and then you forget about the teaching to be continued next week Sunday for those of us that don't even make midweek services. If you do church like that, you won't see the power of church. Amen. And then you see some persons making progress, and then unfortunately you're in one place and you are starting to question is it not the same Jesus that we are serving? Isn't it even the same church that we are coming to? What is now the difference? And then some persons are now forced or now just take the easy way out and say, maybe they are doing something we don't know. Maybe they are sharing the money. They are doing stuff like that. Not really. The significant difference is because this person does not come to church, listen, happy, dance, give offering and go and forget. No, he remembers through the day. In fact, he even takes the messages. On a Monday morning, he's going to work. He's listening to the message. Maybe on a Thursday again, he just plays the message again. He allows the message to enter into his heart, to change him. And as he's changing in his heart, the things around him are changing as well. So while we are praying for the things around us to change, like Pastor also taught us, God is changing us. If we can change enough to how God wants us to change, then the things around us will change. It is simple as that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the teachings are for your life. So you cannot do it only Sunday. Come on, you cannot. If you say food is for your life, you need food to be able to function. You now decide to be eating only Monday. So I'll eat on Monday. On Monday from 9 to 11 is my eating time. Once I eat that Monday, till next Monday. Is it possible? You do it as frequent as necessary. Come on. Maybe you just feel the stomach has started giving signal. And then maybe the glucose in your head has started to reduce. Then small headache has entered. You just immediately go and eat. Because it is important. So you also make out time to ensure that you do this one as frequent as possible. Yes, we all work. Some of us are students. Some of us work here. Some of us own the business. Some of us work for people. So the time you would have is not the time I would have. But in the whole of 24 hours, you cannot say that you can't have time to at least just revisit what was taught on a Sunday. 24 hours in 6 days. Come on. We can make our time. Hallelujah. All right. Can we move forward now? We've got that now, right? The yes is small. That means many people did not get it. Maybe I have to do it again. Should I start again? Okay, I will have to go to the office and come back. Let them start. So I can start again. I've already started, so I have to stop this one and start again. Let's just go from here. People online will not understand what is happening. They'll say, what's happening? I thought church have started before. It's only us here that will understand. So because of the people online, so let's just progress. Yeah. All right, during the last day of our monthly fast of this edition, November edition, our pastor led us to pray. He said to pray for strength. Let us to pray for strength. Strength to finish strong. So unlike the norm where November, December is taking stock, taking account, trying to balance book, and just waiting for January to open a fresh balance sheet and start again. Pastor has actually, by directive of the Holy Spirit, has changed that order for us in Word Pastor Church. So where people are trying to just account and go and just say, okay, let's just finish the year, let's manage and go. We do not have that luxury. Because he told us that God wants us to actually cry out for strength to finish strong. That in this remaining part of this year, it's December and half November, that would enter into things that we've not entered into since. And actually, his word was, from now, this time will be like the beginning. So you know that vigor, that desire, that motivation, that strive you use to enter January, where you carry Bible and paper and you are drawing plans, you are planning, you are restructuring your business, you are changing your room, you are changing your office, so it will look new. He says it's the same spirit that we are using from now till the end of this year. So we don't have the luxury of managing through. Like many people would do. Hallelujah. Do you have people who are excited for that word alone? Many of us was not around when that prayer was prayed. As the case is, so we might not even know it now. But I'm telling you now, that is what he told us. That God wants us to actually do. How he wants us to live now. This part of this year. As the beginning. It says this part of this year will be as the beginning of the year. So I wrote down there, I said, that means for us, there is no settling, neither is there managing to enter into 2023. So we are running into 2023. We just run, we just enter 23, we are still running, we're just going like that. And I'm not just saying this as spiritual good things or churchy things. I'm saying this for your life, actually. You have to believe these things. I told you before, every word that comes from the pulpit, from our pastor, not even from here alone, from his counsel and his talks to you, are for your life. Now, this is what God wants to do in your life this time. So when that word comes, you have to now take it and look at your business and say, in my business now, this is what I have to do. In my relationship, for those of us here in a relationship or in my marriage, in my home, this is what I have to do. I cannot settle anymore. But if you say, okay, hallelujah, it's a good thing, and then you continue to live normal, you will not see the results of this word in your life. And then, guess what? It will not look as if, when they said it, I bet they just said it. But people are already entering in. People, not people outside. People inside this church are already entering into things that are bigger than the things they entered to in January. I know because I'm the pastor, so I have to know. You won't know because you're the member and you're not even talking to your brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Sorry, I'm going to look for trouble today anyway. But just pardon me. Are you still with me? So for it to work in your life, for it to manifest in your life, you have to personalize it. Yes, it was said to all of us. But now, this is now my word. This is now my life. This is now how God wants me to live. Whether Minister Obi is overcoming or not, I will overcome. I think Pastor said this one time. He said that is when it is actually good and advisable to say everyone for himself, all man for himself, God for us all. In those times, as the word comes like this, all man for himself, God for us all. So it is for me. I don't care about you. I don't care what's happening in your life. I don't care what you are doing with the word of God that was said concerning us. But I'm going to take it seriously and personally. And I'm going to run based on that word. Hallelujah. And it always works. It always works. From experience and from the life of people around me. It always works. Entering into this year, our pastor gave us this word from God that we overcome. We overcome. Go overcome. It's not as if we have overcome. He said, no, we'll overcome. That there will be challenges, there will be obstacles, there will be bigger things to do. But go overcome. That was God's word to us this year. And in my life, personally, I say, okay, spiritually, I've overcome. No. Physically, too, I have. I've seen it. In my mind, even I've overcome. I've shared this testimony several times when I come, at least this year anyway, because it's something that happened this year based on the word of God concerning us, and you can relate with it, not in pride but in humility, and just to show you that, see, these things works. They work. January this year, I was walking just like virtually many people here right now. Just walking normally. We had the word. I prayed the word. I believed the word. Bam! March, a car came. And you know, I say, that's powerful enough. That's powerful, yes. But it came on depth. So, yes, I'm happy that at least I have a car. But I'm like, now I have money to pay back. Money that I've not touched once. As far, I don't have it. I've not ever had it once in my account. Say, this money is now there. I now have to pay it. I'm like, fine, I've overcome having the car. We are now overcome the money of buying the car.
So in faith still, I believed God and I made plans. But my plans would take me into next year. October. My plans. Before I will not say the car is not my own car. I have it now by myself. Would take me into next year, October. But I also record. I recorded based on the flow of income. And then I said, that one is one side. But there is another source of income, which is God. And I said, this one too will come. So I'm expecting this one. But from what I can see, this is where I'm going to end up. But you have said I overcome. So I kept on going. And then, by Friday next week, I'll be cleaning everything. Something I planned, I saw, would end in October next year. That's like half. That's like over half the time. So when I come and I say I overcome, I don't want you to just shout I overcome. No, it's not like that. It's not group talk again. When I say it, I know what I'm saying. You too have to know what you are saying. It is the same church. It is the same power. It is the same God. You too can receive as much as you want. In fact, Pastor Frank actually taught us on Friday. Again, many of you will not come to church, so you will be missing things. That it's not about the money. The first thing is your desire. What do you want? What do you want? Unfortunately, for many people, they are just okay where they are. Unfortunately. And then you're looking at the person, you're like, you can be more, you can be more. You're like, what are you doing over Sabi? What do you want? What do you want to see in your life? What do you desire? I want to grow very big so that I can be when they say pillar, you know, wood pillar, as in pillar in the house of God. That's what I want to be able to do. So that I see need, I can meet a need by myself. I just carry somebody. I say, I want to help this person. I'll just help this person. And this person will from zero to at least 10. At least 10. Not say just give person food to go and eat something. No, you just establish one person and the person will just be established. From there, we'll just keep moving forward. That is what me I desire in my life. And then when God says, go overcome, I say, okay, now, what do I do? What do I do? So what do you want to see? So they walk. So now again, he has given us a word again from God that we don't have to relax. Receive strength to go further. Receive strength to run and to make progress in this remaining part of November and in December like you have never made before. So me, I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you have in store for me? Now, I'm okay, but now, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? Because there's always the next thing with God. It's a God of more and more, like what we know in our church here. God does not just bring you here and say, I'll finish you, you know. If he says he has finished you, then you are going to go to heaven. So long as you are here, there's always more. There's always more. More things to do. More blessings to receive. Hallelujah. I've spent time saying many, many things. I've left my thoughts for today. But let's come back. So I said we must continue to press in and take new territories. So today I just want to share about receiving the promise. Just something, it was a thought I've actually done before in 2019. But when I was trying to now do this, trying to work on it and bring it up again, it was not adding up. So I had to now put that one aside and just do something new as the case is, and we have it today. So receiving the promise, it is not to know or to say I have prayed. It is not enough to know and to say I have prayed. Like many of us pray that prayers that will receive strength and all, but I just want you to know today that the strength to overcome
is as a result of the presence of God in our life. The strength you need to overcome, the strength you need to advance, the strength you need to make progress in your life. In fact, it was so beautiful, Pastor Frank, as in, it was so powerful what he said on Wednesday. He said, it doesn't matter what you are doing. He said, I'm a tailor. It doesn't matter. I'm a POS attendant. It doesn't matter. I'm a student. It doesn't matter. I have my own business. It doesn't really matter. I'm working for somebody. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is your desire. And God can take you from that place and make you very big. You're like, I just started from selling recharge card. Today, I own a company that prints recharge card. It's very much possible. I just started with one machine in my room. Today I have a shop. I have boys. And then, today I have 3 shops with people working for me. Then, I have a shop in Abuja that is functional. You just keep going higher and higher and higher. That is as much as you want. But I'm telling you now today that the strength to advance like that in your life is as the result of the presence of God in your life. If God is not present in your life, if you pray, you receive strength. You will not receive strength. And I will explain why. No matter how much you say, I receive strength. If God is not in your life, you would not get that strength. So I just want my people, my brothers and sisters, looking at me right now, online right now, and as many that will listen to this message, to come to the place where they understand what they're doing. What pastor is not just a church where people just come to church, wear fine clothes, come to church, we dance, do after everything, everybody go home and go. No, we are not a church like that. We are a church that teaches you what God expects from you. That teaches you the way to live. There was one time we had confessions, and part of that confession was what pastor is a school teaching men how to live. There's a way to live. There's a God's way to live. And there is our way we want to live. There is the way the society expects us to live. But there is a God's way to live. And that is what we're teaching you. And once you can receive it and embrace it and allow it become your way. In fact, it's like I said, as if I would just carry it, Pastor Frank's teaching, and just play it. Everyone just sit down and just be listening to it. But it says what God wants to do in your life is to bring you to the place where His thought is not your thought. That is the exact word. As I was saying this, it was like, see what he said just now. You are copying. That's what God wants to do in you, in your life. Sitting here, you say God wants to give you a car. The man will say, God doesn't want to give you a car. He's not interested in giving you a car. He's not interested in giving you a car. That's not among the things that he worries about. He wants to change you. He wants to make you. He wants to mold you. Once he's done doing that, You will produce the car. You will produce the house. You will produce the job. That is what he wants to do. And for him to do that, he must be in your life. So if God is not in your life, see, my brother, strength will not be in your life. You can have strength or as far as personal reserve strength. This person is a very strong person. She's hardworking. There are people like that. There are people like that who are normally hard people. Strength-filled people. I said, this person is self-motivated, doesn't need people to motivate her. She by herself motivates herself. But brothers and sisters, there's so much that strength can take you to. So long as you're inside this world, I'm telling you. The strength we need to defeat the giants in front of us, or to go forward in life, is only found in a relationship with God. So you say, I'm inside issues. I'm inside problem. I don't even understand what is happening. In fact, when I look at tomorrow, tomorrow is not even, it's not even clear. Next tomorrow is never in the picture. Like the widow and the son. He says, let us make food. Eh? Let's, that small oil we have, let us make it today and eat. And tomorrow we die. And we are not seeing tomorrow. Tomorrow I finish. It's just only this small oil that is left. Then small wheat. Let's just make it now, eat it. Tomorrow we'll die. And then the prophet of God comes and said, make for me first. And then the person who didn't have any hope for anything ends up selling oil. Started oil business. So you can be in that place right now. You say, after I use that, my last 2,000 in my account, maybe I'll have to travel back to the village next week. So my house, if I even use 2,000, I will not have transport. So what I will do, I will manage 1,000 this week. So 1,000 will take me back to the village. At least if I reach village, any year, will go. The strength to overcome that issue, that situation like that, is found in a relationship with God. Or yours can say, right now I think I'm okay, but I just want to break forward. I want to go higher than where I am right now. I want to go a step higher. There's so much more. I think I can be more than this. And then you just need strength to go to the next level. That strength too is found in a relationship with God. Hallelujah. So wherever you find yourself, the strength to actually come out victoriously is in a relationship with God. Now, let me tell you, so long as you are in this world, so long as we are in this world, our strength will fail. Whether it is strength from people, material things, or even self, it will fail. Now, before I go further to open that up to us, let us quickly take our Bibles to Isaiah 40, verse 30. Please just ensure that you are looking into a Bible before I go and read what is not inside the Bible, and then you say, thank you, Pastor, sir, you've been a blessing. Because right now I can just read. Right now the Lord is saying that, should I read it like that? Should I go ahead? Or should I read what is in the Bible? Isaiah 40. Are you there? If you're there, say amen. All right. Verse 30. Just take your eyes to 30. 40, 30. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Now, before I read this just now, I said something. I said, so long as we are in this world, our strength will fail. Even if it is strength from people, from material things, or from self, it will fail. Now, the Bible is saying now that even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. What he's saying here is that people who have strength, the youth is people with strength. When they actually say youth, they're actually referring to strength. You say your youthful age, that's the time you have strength to walk. But it's now the Bible is telling you that those people that have strength too, they will faint and they'll be weary. And the young men, that's some persons who are probably 40 can still claim youth. But now he's saying the young men. So these ones, we know their category, they are youth. He said they would utterly fall. You know the reason? This world will always throw negative things at us in this world. This world is a dying world. There's no fixing this world. There's no fixing this world. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Yeah. But the only difference is that the people of God, while the world is getting worse, the people of God are getting bigger, getting better. And then we are reaching out to helping people come out from the world that is dying into our own light, into the light of Christ. And they are living that life. And why the world is still going down. Do you understand? So if you want to go by your strength, you can go, and I said it before, you can have strength. So if you want to go by your strength, you can be going. You meet one, let's say, 5,000 naira issue. It's more thinner. Just pay it and walk away. And then you go again. You still meet another in front. You meet 10,000 naira on this time. 10,000. Okay. It mean I can still take care of it. You bring it out and you pay. And then as you go in, you meet 50,000. And you're like, oh man. Okay, I just need to call Brother James. And no. Brother James can do it. Brother James give me 25,000. I have 25,000. I'll add it. It's small thing. Hello, Brother James. Please, I need 25,000. Okay, take. Then you take it, you pay it, and you go. And so you're going again, you meet another issue. Let's say this one is 100,000. You're like, 100,000. Huh? I would like to do this one now. I have to call Brother James, John, and Janet. Call Janet and Brother James. Let me call the three of them. You call them, and they're okay. They can take, they came through for you. And then you do that. And then you go again. Because as you keep going, you keep meeting issues. So you meet another one, let's say 150, and then you call the same person and say, oh boy, sorry, this period will take us, so everywhere not just too clear like that. Don't worry, if anything come up, I'll let you know. But you know, most times nothing always comes up, most times. And then now you don't have people to fall back to. You cannot take it on by yourself. Guess what? You fail. So you've not just met the issue that is beyond you. That is why your strength is still sustaining you. Do you understand what I just said now? I just use money because it's easy for me to make it into class as we went. But life generally doesn't really have to be money problem. You face this issue tomorrow, you face this issue next tomorrow, you're okay, yeah, you meet the one that would, you're like, you break down. You fail. Even the youth will fail. The young ones, they'll utterly fall. Because in this world, you cannot carry yourself. It's not possible. Now, you know, believers have made this whole matter funny. Let me say why. I'm just trying to clarify this as we go on. Again, I'm not talking about not having money. Because we think the problem, in fact, our problem right now, let's say 90% of our problem right now is money, especially for those of us in this part of the world. So we feel when we just have that money, we are okay and we can go on. But some persons have money, good money, and they are living miserable lives. As a miserable life. Some persons are wishing the money away. Just wish this money will go. But we're like, at least maybe first you get the money first. I understand. Don't worry. But that is not us. We believers, when I talk about life, when I talk about overcoming, I'm talking about total victory. You have your business working. You have your spiritual health working for you. You have your family intact. You have your relationship with people around you is intact. You have your walk with God intact. You have your hope intact, that you're going to go to heaven. Immediately they ring bell, bang bang bang, just the way you're in school. Once they ring that closing bell, you're going home. It doesn't matter what happens, you just know like that. All you are waiting for is the bell. Once they ring bell here, everybody, we are going to heaven. You have that intact. You're untouchable. And that's what God wants to do. It's not just give you money and you have money, but you're in your house in the night, you're crying. Hallelujah. I'm just enjoying myself too much, so let me just focus on what I have to do. So we saw in Isaiah 40 just now, he said the youth will fail. Now let's really take our Bibles to 1 Samuel. Let me show you what I mean by, so long as we are in this world, things will touch us. But when you have a relationship with God, you have strength. 1 Samuel 30. Well, last, we'll come to that Isaiah again, but let's just first of all go forward to come back. If you are there, say amen. 1 Samuel 30, verse 3. Okay, let's just start from verse 1. Alright, I read. Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken captive the women and those who were there, from small to great. They did not kill any, but carried them away and went their way. Okay. Verse 3. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burnt with fire, and there, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Before we go here, let me quickly give us a background story. David, we all know, was a great man of war, powerful, had strength. In fact, he has been fighting many battles, winning. So he has strength, he has power. But on this fateful day, him and his men came back to their city, their own village, and they met everywhere destroyed, burnt. They carried everybody, their wives and children, captive. They did not kill anybody. That one was God, they're actually preserving their life. So they didn't kill anybody. Normally, if you at least kill two, but they didn't kill anybody. And they carried them captive to go and turn them to slaves in the foreign lands. So David, a strong man of God, mighty man, just killed Goliath not quite long now. He's a very tough guy. So he came back and met his house like this. Now what happens? Let's be done. Verse 4. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept. They not stop there. Until they had no more power to weep. Does that look like falling for you in your eyes? He said, you have not just made a thing that will bring you down. But as long as you are in this life, you will see it. He said, they wept. David, no man, let's fight everybody, we'll do everything, but David and his men, mighty, not small men, though, mighty men. David's men, we are great men. He said, all of them wept till they had no more power, no more strength to weep. But how can somebody who does not have strength and not even fight to go and do something? It's not possible anymore. So at that point, it was all over. David, King David. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Don't worry, let's read on. And David two wives, Ahinom and Jezri. Ahinom the Jezreelite and Abigail the widow of Nabah the Carmelite had been taken captive. They carry everybody, they not leave only they only the king's wife, they carry everybody too. Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David what? But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. From there onward, I will just say what happens, and you can read this when you get home. So, all these men that trust David as they will go and do anything for David. In fact, David wanted to drink water like this. They said they are ready to go and kill themselves so that David can have water to drink. They went into the enemy territory and brought water for David to drink. And David was like, why did you go and sacrifice, risk your life for mere water? And he poured it on the guy. He couldn't even drink it because it's their life. So he poured it on the ground. These are the same men that turned around to stone David. because matter have reached here. It's now unbearable. Now there's no hope. Where are we going to start from? My wife, my children, everything I had. If at least they left my wife, they carried my children, I'll say, okay, maybe we'll try again and then we'll have more children. They carried wife, they carried children. Everything has ended. For them, life has ended. It is you we follow. Let us stone him. David too was weeping because in the previous verse said they, all of them, David and all the men, they wept until they had no more strength to weep. Now you're not looking like this. They cannot even cry again. His friend that was left. But David, because of the relationship he had with God, strengthened himself in the Lord. He received strength from God. He received strength from God. And then he told the priest, bring it. The priest brought the ark as the cases. And then he inquired of the Lord, should I go? Should I pursue these people? And the Lord told him, go, pursue, and you will surely overtake. So he pursued around. And so the story is long anyway. Saul boy eventually sees the people, defeats the people, carry their family back home, and everybody was rejoicing. But without God, without that relationship with God, David was just like them. Everybody, let's stone each other. Let's kill everybody. Let's all just die. But because David had a relationship with God, he was able to draw strength from that relationship. He was able to look at it, though it seems as everything has ended. But I know my God. I trust my God. From there, he got strength. And then he was able to press on and overcome. So it is okay to actually get to a place where your strength cannot take you. In fact, it is very normal. Very normal. But the Bible says if you fall in the days of adversity, your strength is small. And I say, so I have to have big strength. You will be off. You just need to actually have a source. Have you seen those people that uses this phone? I don't want to call it phone. We are online right now, and I think it will be published. You always carry a power bank. Good phone, very expensive phone. They don't bother increasing the mAh of the battery. They don't bother about that one. Just go. They just carry a power bank. Now they don't have very big power bank. Power bank like transformer. You carry it at the back and be going. That one they use it for like 5 days. They don't even know that there's no light. You not say, okay, why don't they go and increase the battery capacity? Let them put big batteries inside. Why do that when you can have a source? And in fact, the phone was never built for our society. Over there in the US and America and over all those other places, they don't take light. So why will you be bothered about big battery for? There's always light. Just plug it for. If it's low, to plug it. It's here that we don't have light. They also use sense again to create power bank and collect more money. But you get the logic. When you have the source, steady source, like Pastor said. Pastor taught us all these things. So. A steady source. The problem is not you and your battery. Even if the battery is even bad, you can still use it comfortably. Just to plug it to the power bank and be going like that. Say this by battery. And if I don't read power bank, 20 minutes before the runner. Hey, no problem. Don't read power bank. Just put it there. And your phone will have all days. Abi, continue running like that. So while everybody's power has finished, David went to his source. He says he received strength. He drew strength from God. But he strengthened himself. He did not say God strengthened him. He plugged himself. I say, I'm my strength has finished. I'm just down, and then God just plugged me. All right. Or pastor says, please come and plug me. Like, I try sometimes to plug some people, but some of them say, leave me. No problem. But David strengthened himself. The Bible says he strengthened himself. He carried himself and plugged himself to the Lord. And he received 2%. From 2%, he gingered the rest. Hallelujah. So, I showed us this story to confirm what I actually said earlier, that everybody will fall at a time. Everybody will go down at a time. Everybody. Your phone will run down one day. Say, my phone has never run down. So when I bought this phone, it's 6,000 mAh. I charge it like this, 3 days. One day, it will go down. So long as you're inside Nigeria. Hallelujah. One day, it will just happen. Not take like for 1 week. or your transformer just spoil. Yeah, the phone I've not gone out before. One day to go down. Can you relate it to what I'm saying? So long as you are in this world, your strength will go down. But we have a steady source. It doesn't go down, or it's just there, constant. Hallelujah. And then again, and let me just say this and say this other thing, and then we'll be done. The phone doesn't now worry. It's 1% to it's you should have worried. But the phone is not worried actually. It's 1%. Phone will soon I will soon go off. The phone doesn't bother. Okay, they're supposed to call me by 10, but I'll soon go off. It doesn't really bother. It's 1% now. How will I take this call? If the call comes, you will still take it like that. All he needs to do is just to be plugged. Once the phone is plugged with 0%, it can function. In fact, you have noticed that once you plug your phone, all those features that were off before, power, battery saving mode, the phone will automatically leave battery saving mode. Once you just plug the phone, even if it's 0% or 1%, it will leave power saving mode, because now you don't need to save power again. It's using power directly, so it can function. Do you understand? So when it's not bothered, like, just plug. Once you plug it, it settles this problem. So we just need, all we need as believers, all we need as children of God in this world, we need to stay connected at all costs. I say, I added on to it. Because you now say that, okay, let me just use small things, but you can actually, I just open and I pray that the Holy Spirit is actually opening your heart to the things you now need to change in as the cases. Say, I ain't fair today. I cannot come to church. Did you see rain was falling? Rain fell. I know rain fell, but that's why I could not come. So I said, you have to stay connected at all costs. Guess what? If not, the phone will go off. My phone does this now. If it's 1% and it's going off, the phone will start counting one line. I don't know if anybody has a phone that does it too. It will start counting back like this, shutting down. Going like this. If it gets to the end, the phone will go off. But as it's going like that, it's many small, you quickly plug it. The phone will just continue again normal, as though nothing happened. So at all costs, you are running to a cake charger. If you are busy before pressing the phone, you forgot that the phone was even low. As you see that thing start going back like this, at all costs, you have to plug it. Whether it's power bank or laptop or light or whatever, you just plug. If not, the thing you're doing at that moment will be disrupted. So I'm telling you now, we have to stay connected at all costs. And now it's even easy. But it's now this time that it's not harder. I'm saying because it's easier, it's not harder. There's an irony in that. Oh, maybe some other time. There's an irony in that. It's easier now to get connected to God. But now it's the hardest. If
And I think, this one is just a thought. I've not thought it before. I'm just thinking about it now. Maybe you dream me. If Paul and Peter, they were around now, though for some they try. I think, for some angle anyway, not for the other side. Because there's so many distractions. You just carry your phone, you want to just listen to a message. You just see one, you need to pop up, boom. The latest happening in town. You that's going to Bible before, you just let me quickly just check the latest happening in town. Ding. But you know, you have spent 2 hours reading the latest happening in town. Then you finish it, you're like, I need to start cooking, you know. Tell me, Bible, you not read Bible. 1 month will pass, that Bible, will not read that Bible. And the Bible is just in your phone. As you just carry it, you just carry it, go. It's just there. And you can just play it. For those Bible that have that sound playing option, just play it and be going. But you will not have that chance. If you hear Funa say, what were you doing? I wasn't even really doing anything, no. But last, nothing happened. You've been disconnected from your source. Hallelujah. We have to be connected at all costs to our source. If not, we will fail. But God has given us this word. He has asked us to pray it, and we have prayed it. That we receive strength to start this year, this many parts, to finish this many parts as the beginning, and to enter into new things that we have not seen before. In fact, when we're praying, our pastor also told us that the things that God will do in our life this many parts of this year will actually surprise the enemy. And that it's not only the enemy that will do things that will surprise us. Hey! Say this one that will happen in our life now, devil will say, ha! This shocked me. Yeah. How did it happen? That's the kind of things I'm talking about. So for those of you who were here, who edit, and you are not looking out for those things that can surprise. Hey, for it to shock the enemy, it will shock you. No, see, the devil is not easily shocked. Devil is devil. He's in this world for since forever. So for it to shock, just like when Jesus got shocked. When he saw that man, the man said, speak the words only. At thy words, my servant will be. He said, Jesus was marveled. That I've not seen this kind of faith anywhere before. Jesus will say, I've never seen this faith. So it's possible to shock Jesus. So it's possible to shock the devil. So for it to happen, that man said, he will go home and say, man, it's true. Why did that people come at him? From deep revelation, sir. May the guy shocked with himself. They're just shocked and everything. So for it to happen, it will actually shock you. So you are not looking. You are not looking for 10,000. You already know 10,000 will not shock you. Now, why will 10,000 not shock the enemy? Forget that part. You're looking at the things that you've not seen before. The way it will come. It has not come like this before. Yes, you are looking out for. I started by saying you must be expecting it. You must be looking out. You must desire it. If not, nothing will happen. So now, if you want to now get the strength actually to press in into those things that can shock the enemy, that can surprise the enemy, to enter into the blessings of God in your life, to continue on that path, to go advancing, to overcome always, you have to now be connected to your source at all costs. Because once the devil can separate you from your source, just somebody, you carry a phone, you take the phone and be playing, take, it's 2%. Say you want phone, take phone. What kind of phone is that? You're not giving since it was 90%. It's only 2%. So that I can give you a phone or if you bring it back. You have used it. Phone has off, Abby. When you have children, you have to use break for them. You give them 1% for them. Mommy, the phone has gone off and there's no light. I told you there's no light. The phone is low. No light. When they bring light tomorrow, I'll give you again. Okay, go. Carry your phone. Plug it. Start using your phone. But if they can succeed in taking you away from your source, you are just going, awaiting the failure. Because you will definitely fall. Do you understand? But once you have your source connected, you have a functional, loving relationship with God. A beautiful relationship with God. Say, Colonia, you have it with God. See, you will keep running. Sure, let's take our Bibles back to Isaiah. So we'll read the scripture and we're done.
I had some, but there's no point. I think you already got it. Amen. The same Isaiah 40 that we read just now. But this time around, we're going to read verse 29. We read 30 before. So we're now going to start from 29. Are you all there? If you are there, say amen. Alright. It gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, increases strength. Come on. You see. So not having might is not the problem. Not having might is not the problem. If God is there, He will give power to those who do not have might. Amen. So let's skip 30. We've already read 30 before. Or should we just read it for the phone? Okay, let's just read it. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. 31. But those who wait on the Lord, those who have relationship with God, come on, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So you see, you can continue making progress without failing, without fainting, without losing strength. You can continue on that path. Because they will run and they will not faint. They will walk and not be weary. Why? They are connected to their source. So brothers and sisters, when we say come to church, come hear God's word, listen to the messages, read the Bible, come and pray when we have prayer meetings. Come now, like we'll be coming just now on Friday. Come and praise God. All these activities are helping you, helping your heart stay connected to God for your life, so you can make progress, so you can advance. Hallelujah. So all these godly activities. So what we used to say it before now, I can't remember it now anyway. All the meetings are targeted towards, I've forgotten the number. The idea is they are targeted for you. To help you cultivate. I say cultivate. Cultivate a relationship with Jesus. So you're coming to church, you're hearing His word. And you're like, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And you're coming to pray, Lord, I seek you. And then you're fasting at the time, you're fasting. You just say, Lord, drop food first. Give me you. I need more of you in my life. I cannot go and be running up and down. I need you. Then you set out food, you come and you pray and you do that. And then we'll come again, we'll dance, we'll praise God. And then again, you go to work, they give you money, and you're like, thank you, Jesus. And from that money, you just remove 10%. It's you that gave me. Your mind again is taken back to Him. That's the reason for all these things we do. People just do those things, and they just do it because they do it, like doing it. No. Every kingdom activity, like Pastor said, every kingdom activity is directed towards your heart. For your heart to be connected back to God. Because once you can be connected to your maker, to your source, see, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. And that is why you would have noticed we don't spend time talking about people who are pursuing you, people who are after you, people who are against you. The people who are against you, we only win because you are not connected to your source. The village people, like you say, we only succeed if you're not connected to your source. But if you're connected to your source, he said, do 1,000, 10,000, no one will come near you. So they will come through one way. They will come through one way. All of them will say that this place is one person. See, in the same way they will flee. These things I'm saying now, they are not for everybody. They are not for every believer self. They are for believers who are connected to their source. As I see people inside church, they are still suffering. They are still out. The devil is still coming to their life. Take whatever he wants to take and walk away. Like Pastor said, you take your snack. Eat it, finish, blow it, and bust it on your eyes, and then you walk away. That's M43. But when you are connected to your source, it says, they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty, they that dwell in the secret place of the Lord, rather, they shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. They that dwell in the secret place of the Lord, they shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He will cover you. So we are not afraid of those things. All we need to do, all the believer needs to do, is not to pray for your enemy to die. He even said, bless the people who curse you. Pray for them. Who persecute you. He said, pray for them. All you need to do as a believer, cultivate a relationship with him. Ensure that you are connected to God. Such that even when the challenges come, you receive the strength to go on, like David we just saw. David had a relationship with God, but they still had issues. They still kidnap all his families. But with that, from strength, from the relationship with God, he was able to come out and then lead his men to overtake and collected everything back. And even collected the ones they even had, added it to his own. As I say, when that's what the Bible means, when it says what the enemy meant for evil, the Lord turned it around. So say this thing, not is to punish you, but the way it will now play out, the thing will now honor you more. And like, I thought we planned this thing for her to go down. She has been elevated. Are you connected to your source? That's the only thing that is required of us to do. Hallelujah. So I want us to just, it's simple. Whenever, every time I always come, there's a decision to be made. You have to make a decision today. I'm going to be connected to my source, because as much as I would love to be able to plug everybody to the source, but last, when they say Christianity is personal, in this part, it is true. It is you that have to plug yourself. Because the Bible says we are living sacrifice. You must come back to the altar. If not, you can't come out, go look for grass. People life goat here now, for example, you will look for grass and go and eat it and go. But you can't carry that goat, bring it back. Stay at this altar. That's the difference between a living sacrifice and a dead one. If the goat was dead, you'll put it there, the goat will not move. We are not dead. We are alive. So our leg can carry us. Our eye can see something outside. Or let us quickly go and pick it and go. But we must decide to remain on the altar. We must decide. We see it. Is it inside this altar? It's here now. Collect it here. It's not here. Is there? Okay, I don't need it. The only things I need are the ones on this altar. You must remain connected. So I want you to just bow your head and make a commitment to God right now. That Lord, I choose to be committed. I choose to build this relationship with you. I choose to take every activity, every godly activity that my pastor says for me to do as serious as possible. I choose to find time to come to your presence, to spend time with you. I choose to fellowship with you. I choose to build this relationship with you. I choose to listen to your word. I choose to listen to your word. Bashumbrana mahanta saketius lubrahanamandi kevarahade siato soprahara cantas rada brati basha adem la duz gayata mahantekia. Lord, I choose today to connect to my source, which is you. I choose today to connect to my source, which is you. Always and at all times. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mande brakon sita aliro shubrana makasiati.